One of the top legislative priorities of the new Conservative government is childcare, eliminating existing federal funding to the provinces for early learning and childcare programs. This money will be replaced with the federal choice in childcare allowance, $1,200 per year paid to parents for each child under the age of six. Heather Northrup is a Vancouver parent and childcare advocate. She has been a member of the BC Childcare Council, an advisory group to the province, since the 1990s. She recently resigned as vice chair of the council as a result of the provincial government's reaction to Stephen Harper's plans for childcare. The BC Liberals have not spoken in favor of maintaining the existing federal-provincial agreements. Heather Northrup joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
In September 2005, the federal and BC governments signed this agreement, which committed approximately $650 million to the province for early learning and childcare. Can you tell us a bit about this agreement?
Well, the agreement itself was the product of an awful lot of work by academics and childcare advocates throughout Canada for probably over 20 years or so. More recently, there has been some significant research out of Toronto and out of Vancouver and around the world indicating how good quality early learning and childcare is very important to our youngest members of society. Consequently, that has attracted the attention of policymakers in Canada. In my opinion, it's way overdue, but finally it's gotten the attention that it deserves. And so, happily, an agreement was signed acknowledging that clearly what the private sector couldn't do on its own over 20 years by providing quality early learning and care for all of Canada's children. This was a significant step, a start. It wasn't completely, it wouldn't be funds enough to make sure that every child had a free early learning opportunity. But it was a significant start to build a foundation for that. And so to the extent that there was obviously support from the NDP and the Bloc and the Liberals, there was great support for that and an acknowledgement of that.
And so were you happy with this agreement?
I was very happy with the agreement because I thought it was a significant step in the right direction and that it would allow communities to be able to address some of the chronic issues in childcare, for example, the high cost of childcare, and from a parent's perspective in particular as well, the very long waiting lists that are seen for quality centers across the country.
Can you talk a bit more about some of the existing problems for childcare options?
Well, probably from a parent perspective, there are really two. One, finding quality childcare when you need it, and two, being able to afford to provide your child with a quality early learning and childcare experience. Now, this is true whether or not you are a parent who requires full-time care for your child while you are working, or even just a quality preschool experience because you want more of a part-time approach. There are even waiting lists for those spaces as well. And particularly now, I'm talking about Vancouver. In some areas of the city, there are no infant toddler childcare spaces anywhere from a nonprofit perspective. There's sort of an ad hoc number of family childcare providers, some of whom provide excellent quality care and are licensed and regulated, but those spaces are extremely rare. So outside of large urban centers, it's extremely difficult to find quality care for your child if you need to go back to work.
And is there no existing provincial quality standard?
Well, certainly the province has regulations governing child care facilities. The legislative regime in British Columbia has guidelines. There are also, however, exceptions to those guidelines, and there are some centers, some local family homes that can be called licensed not required, that they still have to meet some minimum general standards, but from a parent perspective, really, anyone can open up their doors and offer to babysit, and that can be a perfectly legitimate private arrangement that can work out very well, and this can be an option for parents. parents, but there's also the other side of the coin where those arrangements are not satisfactory by any stretch of the imagination. And we've certainly, in my experience as a parent, have heard some not so good stories from parents trying to find quality care.
What would you like to see in a public child care program?
Well, I'd really like to be able to see primarily probably three things. First of all, affordable for any parent who wants their child to have that opportunity or needs to have their child to have that opportunity if they have to work. So the waiting lists have to be addressed. The cost has to be addressed, for sure. In addition, I think the other thing that is fundamental from a parent perspective is we need to make sure that any kind of system that we build is one that ensures that quality of care is absolutely paramount, because parents faced with the choice of not finding quality care are going to stay at home. They're not going to put their child in a situation that they don't feel comfortable and that they don't feel as enriching for their child. So to that end, I think some serious money needs to be put on the table to make sure that child care workers are paid what they deserve, given the significant responsibilities that they have and the training that they have the work that they do in helping parents appreciate the early learning years and appreciate early childhood development and help, gosh me, struggle with the day-to-day tantrums sometimes that my daughter would have. They've been enormously helpful in helping me as a parent develop coping mechanisms to be a better parent, quite frankly. And it's fabulous to have access to that kind of expertise, because at the end of the day, it makes me a better parent.
The federal money for the first year of the five-year agreement has already been sent to the provinces. What's this money being used for in British Columbia?
Well, there was an announcement in September by Minister Hagan, and primarily the focus of that announcement was twofold. I think one was an increase in capital funding to allow centres that qualify to be able to expand their spaces so that they could address waiting list issues. The other significant component of the funding was an increase in the ability of families to be able to qualify for financial aid in being able to provide their children with affordable childcare. So previously, a family earning $21,000 a year would qualify for a full subsidy of childcare. So basically, you'd have to pay minimal amount or no amount for childcare. That has been moved up to $38,000 a year. So I believe, if I'm remembering it correctly, I think that they had thought that this would allow at least 6,000 more children, or maybe even 26,000 more children, to be able to actually access child care, because of the issues of affordability would be removed by this increase in subsidy. So those are significant.
The new federal government has said it will only honor the first 2 years of the federal provincial agreement. So we've gotten the first year's money and they'll give us the second year. Mm-hmm. Can our provincial government put pressure on the Conservatives to honor the full agreement?
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, certainly they have a commitment that they signed with the Government of Canada in September. There is a clause in the agreement that allows either party to walk away from it on 1 year's notice. But at the end of the day, they've committed for 5 years. So to me, it seems to me, if you have an agreement and you have a commitment, absent some significant reason, and I don't see one, I don't understand why BC would walk away from a commitment that it had. I also don't understand why Prime Minister Harper thinks that it's appropriate to walk away from these commitments, given the fact that he's a minority government, and given the fact that on a popular vote and House vote basis, it appears to me that most Canadians actually support the Liberal plan, or something even grander than that, for early learning and childcare in this country.
And Campbell has been fairly silent on this issue, hasn't he?
Campbell has not stood out and made comments, as has the Premier of Ontario, and made a commitment that he expects Canada to honour the agreement over the full 5 years. I was, quite frankly, very disappointed at that approach, and I don't know what his plans are. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he will be able to secure the $633 million. But quite frankly, given all of the other premiers' comments, and given some conservative senators' comments that there are provincial premiers who are willing to walk away, and Premier Campbell not stepping in and clarifying whether he's one of these premiers or not, I think it's profoundly disappointing.
And this is the reason that you resigned from the Advisory Council?
Yes, I certainly was very concerned when I didn't hear a voice. And at the end of the day, I can't be on an Advisory Council that would that is faced with advising government that's prepared to walk away from $600 million. If that's the direction that he chooses to go, that's fine, but I just can't be involved in that, because I think that there are going to be families and children who are going to be profoundly affected in a negative way by not accessing this funding.
You mentioned the minority government position, and we had this week the Liberal government announce, the Liberal opposition announce that they won't support the Conservatives on their child care plan, and the NDP has been fairly vocal about wanting a national child care program, and the Bloc seems to support more of the system that they have in Quebec, which is much more public. Given that the government is fairly constrained and it is in a minority position and fairly weak, what sort of political pressure can we apply now to stop this move?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing that parents can do is to let their provincial politicians and to let their federal politicians know how important childcare is. I think they also need to let them know that $1,200 that Stephen Harper is planning on giving is not going to create spaces, it's not going to reduce fees. And it's important that constituents let their politicians know at all levels of government that this is a community need that is one that needs to be addressed now for a whole variety of reasons, most of all for the benefit of our children.
Well, thank you for speaking with me this morning, Heather.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Heather Northrup, the former vice chair of the BC Child Care Council. This is Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.